Good evening. The show tonight begins in China, waiting for the meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, including Mr. Putin's attendance, Mr. Modi's attendance. Xi Jinping will be the host. 20 countries all told will be there, including Iran. This is a gathering of the adversaries, telling a very different story than the one the U.S. recognizes as true. However, it is good to see the bloc meeting, and Mr. Modi's attendance is consistent with his upset with Donald Trump over tariffs. It is the first time Mr. Modi's visited China in many years. They are at odds, China and India, although the visit by Wang Yi recently to shake hands with Mr. Modi suggests that China sees an opportunity to open a path to its neighbor, its giant neighbor, quite separate from the U.S.'s contretemps. And then we move on to the question of populism in Europe. In Germany, in France, and Britain, the populists are rising. Populists are anti-EU, anti-NATO, anti-America, etc. Three parties with a future. Nigel Farage leads the UK Reform Party, the Populist Party. He has very few seats in Parliament, but a great deal of attention. He polls better than the Labour, better than Conservatives, and in the event of an election, he would be the Prime Minister if he puts together a coalition that can have a majority of seats in Parliament. Seems far-fetched now, but very exciting. Conversation about what can happen in Britain is part of the dialogue that I carry on with my friend Simon Constable. It comes up all the time. Now, Russia, recession is now in the forecast for 25 or 26. There's zero growth expected by the IMF this year, and not much more next year, maybe even negative. Unknown, but they've revised numbers. Hotel Mars. Eric Berger joins David Livingston and myself. We talk about the success of the 10th test of Starship Super Heavy, deploying satellites that were meant to represent Starlink satellites, the new version 3, that'll make the reception even stronger. It's already very strong. A great success for Musk, for SpaceX, and for the American effort to get to Mars and the moon. Turning to question of where we go next is China, with Gordon Chang. We address with Steve Yates the rewriting of history by the Chinese Communist Party. Did you know that the Chinese Communist Party defeated Japan all by itself? No mention of nationalists, no mention of the United States or Britain or Australia. Yes. All by itself. It'll hold a big parade next week to celebrate the end of the war that it won all by itself. History down the memory hole. We also, Gordon and I also talked to Fraser Howey about where did the growth go, where did the growing economy go in China? It went to the property market. And Stevenson Yang joins as well all the time. She toured those empty apartment towers. They've got enough apartments to house 3 billion people, and they don't have 3 billion people. They have debt they can't get out of and don't know how to get out of. It'll be years to recover. They'll brag here and there, this industry's doing well, here we reform. Anything to keep up appearances. But the high end isn't going to do it. It's the low end that's crushed, it's consumers that's crushed, it's debt that's crushed, it's empty high rises that have nobody but the wind blowing through them. Someday there'll be a lamentation. Not yet, they're still in denial. 600,000 students now approved, Chinese national students, visas in this country, despite the evidence that state security uses students in this country to spy on each other and to gather what they can of information to send back to China. There it is. Soviets did the same thing. They sent students to MIT and other universities in the 1930s to steal airplane secrets, and they did it. America just happens to be good at letting spies in to the classroom. A long reputation. One of those spies that came, really espionage, not spying, stealing, thieves, but it's more fun to call espionage. One of them became a control agent for the project that stole the bomb for Stalin in the late 40s. Yes, we gave the bomb away because we didn't protect our borders, but that is the history of America. Borders are fluid. The borders are what people want to cross to get here. So why guard them? Has been the assumption. No more. Gregory Copley returns from Australia. We talk about the Shanghai Cooperation Organization bolstering Putin. We talk about Australia versus Iran. Australia has thrown out the Iranian ambassador, first ambassador they've thrown out since the 1940s, because evidence that Iran was organizing terror activities in Australia, including the setting fire of synagogues. And this is not going to help Iran's case when and if the European powers decide snapback. Within 24 hours, 48 hours, I don't know how long it'll take. This is the UN imposing more sanctions on an already broken and weak Iran. Gregory and I also talk about populism rising in France with the brittle Macron government about to fall. In Germany with the rise of the AfD challenging Herr Merz, and certainly Reform UK. It's wonderful to speak of the king, but there is reason to believe his health is challenged. He's in Balmoral Castle for a week. Then he'll be back in London, getting ready for the state visit of Donald Trump in September. Simon Constable reports, blackberries are ripe enough for Lyra and Juno to eat them off the vine on the road, on the lane walk they take in the morning in the south of France at Occitanie. And we talk about UK Farage and the speech he made. If you're here without documents, I paraphrase, you will be deported. And if we deport you, you're never allowed back in again, is the speech he made to cheers at a gathering of the Reform Party. And then it's a great joy to talk to Professor Gregory Collins. He teaches ethics and politics at Yale because he's written an essay for Civitas about the origins of diversity. They're not, DEI is a creative use of the word diversity. Underneath it is variety. And that was very important to the conservative thinkers that come from the British tradition, chiefly Edmund Burke. Variety in the same soil and the same oceans, but variety of points of view. Not as a way of judging people, as a way of celebrating the voices. Contra the new man of the French Revolution or the Russian Revolution, or even of the Puritans. Diversity means variety, many voices, not on the basis of immutable qualities, but on the basis of temperament and regard and region. I could go on, but it's all commonsensical. The DEI phase of these last years was so much puritanical French Jacobin Marxist communist commune. I could go on forcing everybody to be one kind of person. I learned from Gregory Collins. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.